Exercise 2. In 1961, Satish Kumar was sitting in a cafe in Bangalore when he read that Bertrand Russell had been arrested at an anti-nuclear demonstration in London. Turning to his friend Prabhakar Menon, he said, "Here is a man of 90 committing civil disobedience and going to jail. What are we doing?" This question prompted an idea. They would make a pilgrimage for peace, walking from India to Moscow, Paris, London, and Washington, visiting the four nuclear capitals in protest against the bomb. If you think this was a crazy plan, even more extraordinary was that they decided, as a matter of principle, to undertake their journey absolutely penniless, believing that money would act as an obstacle to genuine human contact. Without money, they would be forced to speak to people, asking for their hospitality, and in doing so would be better able to spread their political message. Setting out from Gandhi's grave in Delhi in 1962, the pair traveled more than 8,000 miles over a period of 2 years, almost entirely on foot. Wherever they went, they found supporters of their cause who generously gave them food and shelter. Their host in Kabul presented them with a fur cap in preparation for a trek through the mountains to Herat. An Armenian mother gave them 4 packets of tea to deliver to the 4 world leaders, with the message that if they go mad and think of pressing the nuclear button, they should stop and have a fresh cup of tea to calm down. Although Kumar and Menon eventually reached the 4 nuclear capitals, they were refused audiences with presidents and prime ministers. They evaded the Soviet authorities' attempt to deport them by escaping Moscow and walking for 45 days through the snow to the Polish border. Their pilgrimage captured the imaginations of peace activists around the world, and they became media celebrities wherever they went. They had tea and cake with their hero Bertrand Russell in his remote Welsh cottage, and while in the United States, they met Martin Luther King, who welcomed them into his home.